Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Hi, Scott.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, sir. So what should Brady do?
I think he has to let it go and take it as a lesson. Here's the thing. This person knows why. And when it rightly thought, oh, they've left this for me as a gift. They know what I like, right?
Yeah.
And these kind of people, they're around wine. I've known some. They don't always know the retail price. They often get, you know, the bottle from the distributor or what have you, right?
Okay.
To us, it's a lot of money. To them, it's just, another $100 bottle of wine they see every day.
Yeah.
They might have really thought it was an intentional gift.
That's a great
Next
point.
Next time you put a little label on it, special occasion wine, you know, something like that.
Okay.
It was me and you, we would have said, oh, no, that I know that's special. You know, you're supposed to be modest. But they might have thought it was intentional. That's my point.
Well, if it was us, Scott, we probably just would have cracked open one bottle, you know.
And then... Well, I don't know. I
yeah, all right.
That. I would be like, I can't even read it. You know, let me get something I know.
I don't even know where the heck this is from.
I thought this was water.
Right. All right, buddy.
The only thing they could do is say, hey, you know, we had some that were special to us. Could you... We forgot to point that out. No big deal. Could you help us find some to replace? Because they do have a hookup usually, right?
Yeah.
But then be honest. If you really want something back, say it. If you just want to say, hey, water under the bridge, but could you point me in the right direction? You can keep the relationship good there, right?
That's good.
Scott, how
did
you get so calm and wise?
I'm older than I sound. I don't know. Plus, I had a friend that was in the fancy restaurant business. And never forget, he took us to birthday dinner. We were all put in, and it was $300 a person. And I was like, oh, yeah, this is what he deals in every day.
Oh, you're like,
it was nothing to them.
Yeah.
You know?
You slowly backed out of the restaurant.
Yeah, right.
Like Homer Simpson going into the bushes.
It was a sommelier there, too. We ran up a nice bill.
Oh, I bet.
All right, lesson learned, you know.
Yeah. Scott, I've got you down for essentially just let it go for right now. So
let it go.
Let it go. Yeah. Scott, have a great day. Appreciate you calling in.
Take care.
Bye now.
What a good guy.
Yeah, you had a lot of good stuff.
Hi, Melissa.
Hi.
Oh, my God, it's you. Where have you been?
Under my rock.
Well, welcome out into the daylight. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts for Brady?
Oh, no. You can't see. That was so wrong. That's heartbreaking. I mean, first of all, 1 week and four bottles. Sommelier, alcoholics, potato potato.
Oh, come on. You go through one bottle a night if you have a friend over.
How do you know me?
Okay. You don't know Jer.
How do you know me? Oh, Melissa. All right, so what do you think? Should he reach out to this house sitter and say you got to pony up some cash?
Absolutely. I think that, you know what, I mean, as a sommelier, I mean, that you got to know how much the bottles are worth and either replace them or at least have the courtesy to call, to like ask. And to me, it just doesn't sound like she's enjoying it. It sounds like she's like swilling it.
Yeah.
She's chugging. She's got a straw in that thing, and I bet it was one of those curly Q straws, too.
That's my thing. I feel like she took advantage of the situation. Like, I think that's what happened.
Absolutely.
You know, like, that's what I think. Yeah.
I mean, I get, again, like I told Scott, one bottle's probably fine. Okay.
Yeah.
But four? You're going four
exactly.
deep? My God. All right. So I guess I'm putting you down for paying, right? You got to ask for some money?
Don't
pay up. Pony up.
Pony up some cash. Melissa, get back under your rock now.
I'm going.
All right. You're the best. Thank you for the laughs. Have a good day.
You're the best.
Okay,
no, you're the
no,
best.
No, you're the best.
Okay, no, you.
No, you.
No,
okay.
You.
I'm hanging up now.
Okay.
I'm hanging up, Melissa.
Oh,
goodbye. Oh, I had a couple people hang up. I could squeeze in one or two more if you want to call in. 303-691-1649. Does Brady reach out to the house sitter and ask for cash, or does he let it go because she drank four bottles of his wine while he was away? Oh, no. Is this the Kelly? Is this the Kelly?
Kelly,
God, it's not you again. Oh, God. Why do I feel like...
I'm not trying to call every morning and try to win some stuff and take prizes from everybody.
Well, why do I feel like you're somebody that would sit down with all four bottles and have them all at once?
Hey, Brady said, help yourself.
Right?
Yes.
Now, I wouldn't clean out four bottles in a week, but hey, help yourself. That means... Open door. That's on Brady.
Put a dent in it, right? Like, you'd have a couple.
I'll throw down
maybe two.
Yeah.
But same thing with me. I have some high-end scotch at my house. I was gone for 2 weeks. I went a diving trip in Jamaica. And I told my buddy, I said, if it's open on top of the bar, help yourself. Down below, off limits. And got back, and it was there. Nothing was taken. Nothing was open that was high-end.
Smart move.
And you told him, though. I think that's the key. You have to tell people.
And did you just call in to throw some flexes down that you were, where were you, Jamaica? Yeah. And you have high-end scotch?
Well, I like scotch, and I like to dive. And I went to Jamaica to go diving.
I think you just called in to flex on us, buddy.
Man.
Oh, yeah.
And it worked.
And done. All right, I got you down for Let It Go. Kelly, it's always a pleasure. Have a good day.
Right on.
All right, bye, Kelly. Right.
Bye. That guy. He's funny. All right, Sue, you get the final word on this. Good morning.
Oh, really? Good morning. How are you?
Well, we're super dupes. How are you doing?
I'm calling from Portland, Oregon.
Are you? Hey. What's going on in Portland today?
Well, it's raining a little bit here.
That's not surprising.
Are you visiting or do you live there?
I live there now, but I've listened to you guys since before Dom and Jane.
Wow, so you've been on here forever, Sue.
Forever.
You must be 100 years old.
No, she's not.
Oh, yeah, 99.
Yeah,
okay.
Okay.
Close.
Good.
Sue, you're
You can
funny.
Still play with Legos. All right, so what are your thoughts on Brady's situation, longtime
Sue?
Well,
I've had this sort of thing happen to me before because you think they have good sense, but in all actuality, he should have surveyed the pantry and said, I don't want these things touched by anybody, and put them somewhere else.
Okay.
Okay.
So kind of put the onus on him, yeah.
So you're saying let it go.
Yeah, he's got to let it go. He can mention it to him, make him feel bad, but that's not going to accomplish anything.
Make him feel bad.
I like the way you work, Sue.
That's
like,
pretty
that's
good,
funny.
Sue. Let it go, but make sure it's known that they really screwed you over.
Feel bad.
But he should have. I've had that happen to me before. So you have to make sure. You can't assume anything.
I love your line, survey the pantry.
Right.
So good. All right, Sue, I got you down for Let It Go, which is pretty much winning today. Yeah. So,
okay.
Hey, can't thank you enough for being a longtime listener, Sue.
And for taking us to Portland with you. Thank you.
Yeah, every morning. Okay.
You're sweet. Okay.
All right, bye.
Go lay down now. Bye, Sue.
Okay,
bye.
Bye. Oh, she's sweet.
She's great.
She's really cute.
So sweet.
By far, yes, and the text line. I'm perusing the text line here. Essentially, Let It Go to Brady. Yeah. You got to let it go. But I will say, longtime Sue there had a pretty solid line about let them know, though. Let them know what they did, but just let it
go. Make them feel a little bad.
So funny.
It was so classic.